Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is Club After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good buddy Greg Cazera is back. Greg is an engineer by education and by trade. He's also been an environmentalist now for several decades. He's currently the spokesperson for the Shale Crescent region of America, Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. Should be New York, but it's not. I don't know what we're going to do about it. We've got to do something about that. And he's the author of Learned Leadership, also Just the Facts, Ma'am. It's the truth about what's going on when we do our hydrofracking. He's our good friend, Greg. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Always fun to be with you.
Greg Cazera, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Greg. One of the things that's always interesting to me is to see how relevant Newton's laws continue to be. It's anybody who thinks that the marketplace isn't subjected to Newton's law of gravity, just hasn't been around long enough. And Newton's law of motion, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. We're seeing that play out right now with regard to the freeze of the Texas freeze of a couple of months ago. Tell us about it.
Oh, we really are. And, you know, Jim, you and I had this discussion. It's been months and months ago, but you're so spot on when you were talking about supply chain. And you were talking about regional or hemispheric supply chain. And we're seeing now, we're seeing it play out why we need, as industry in this country, need to think about that a lot more, because that's exactly what happened. And I'm not going to go into why and whatever happened in Texas. The whole point is it happened. And I've been to a number of conferences just in the last 3 weeks.
In case you were under a rock for a while, folks, in the month of February, Texas turned into Alaska for about 2 weeks. Go ahead now, Greg.
No, and what happened is, you know, it was bizarre some of the things that happened, but when they lost, it's one thing to lose electricity. When you lose electricity and natural gas, and I'd heard even from my friends in the natural gas industry that in their infinite wisdom, some of these companies had decided that to reduce emissions, they went to electric compressors. Now, normally you use, if you're going to pipeline natural gas, you run your compressor on natural gas because you have the fuel there.
Right.
Well, when they lost their electricity, guess what? They couldn't even move natural gas.
They couldn't push it. Yeah.
Right. So now all of a sudden, you've got these companies that literally had pipes freeze, valves bust, and we saw firsthand, they were showing us photos of this stuff. I mean, pipelines broke, valves down. But what it means to you and I, but particularly to your listeners, is that's the petrochemical hub of the United States right now. We're pushing to get more of that stuff up in here in the Shale Crescent region. But what happened is polypropylene production, polyethylene production, those and polyvinyl chloride, PVC.
These are the things that make plastics.
We make that stuff. Right. And that's really all of our products. Cell phones, pipe, if you're getting plastic pipe, if you're building a house, your siding. Lynn and I bought a hot tub. That's our hot tub. It's polyethylene.
Right.
Polypropylene. And all of it, we were in Virginia Beach a few weeks ago to buy it from this. We've been dealing with these people for 10 years. And this guy says, we're just looking at a new tub. And he said, you know, if you're going to buy that, you need to do it today. Monday, the price goes up $500.
Wow.
And I knew he wasn't lying to me because from all these conferences,
you knew about
our
the supply
production
chain
of those products. Yeah. Right. And with all that production down, and even today, Jim, as of last week, our polyethylene, polypropylene production in this country is up to only about 50%.
Wow.
And can you imagine all those pipes, all those companies?
And so that's, since this has just happened, this impact, this event, this supply chain polypropylene impact production event just happened. We're talking about months, maybe more than a year of supply chain disruption, aren't we?
Absolutely. And the raw materials price for things like polyethylene was like 34 cents a pound. It was up over a dollar, and then it's still going up. Wow. So now, if you're making stuff out of those products,
right?
Because those polyethylene, polypropylene, those are resins, and they ship those resins from the Gulf Coast where they're making them up to 70% of polyethylene, polypropylene processors,
right.
The people that make stuff, that make the products that you and I and your listeners use every day, is from our region, Shellcrest. It's Indiana, West Virginia, that whole region within a few miles, 100-mile radius of where I am. And now all those products, they've actually, I was on a conference call, and they had an attorney on there, and he's telling these processors, here's how you declare force majeure, because if you got a contract for polyethylene pipe, it ain't coming. So you're going to have to tell those customers of yours why you can't supply them. And if you got a contract, here's how you get out of it.
Right. You got to force majeure. Exactly. If it's in there, some contracts don't even have force majeure. I'm not sure how you get out of it if it's not. But folks, let me put this out. Let me take this out to Main Street. You may say, "Well, wait a minute. I'm not a manufacturer. I don't use those parts. I don't turn anything plastic into a product." But guess what? You go to Lowe's and you buy fittings for something in your house. Those bins may be empty. Your local electrical supply house doesn't just have wire. There's lots of plastic in that building. Your local plumbing supply, there's lots of plastic in that building. If you're building a house, if one of your best customers is a builder, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it ripples through the economy. This is supply chain, a cause and effect on the supply chain.
And things like milk jugs, the packaging for foods, hot dogs for July 4th.
Yeah.
All of our food, all that packaging is polyethylene, polypropylene. And so my hot dogs. And the other thing is, it's not just the price, it's the availability. I looked at the sales guy and I said, "Do you have one of these in stock?" Because I knew that you might not, in a few weeks, you might not have these things. And he said, "Yes, we have one."
And you hauled it back. Greg, I got to go real quick. Go ahead.
She said, "We got to buy it."
What Mama says goes. So, folks, we got to take a quick break. Greg, hold on. Hang on to that. When we come back, I want to talk about, let's write this large. What if the effects of the new Green Deal is actually freezing the country, not just Texas? How are you going to like that? You know, with your milk bottles not being available, your plastic milk bottles. 20 after, right back with Greg Kucera. I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.